Jones and Keith here on a Patriots Friday, WEEI.
Let's go.
Just talked to Jeremy Springer.
Love Jeremy Springer.
Patriots special teams coach. He has zoomed to the top of the power rankings, yep. I would say.
Yes, he has.
For Patriots Monday and Friday guests.
Number one with a bullet.
Pleasant to talk to.
Yes.
Answered our questions.
Hell yeah.
Didn't good. Seem like he was getting a root canal while talking to us. That's a plus.
Good energy.
Yes.
I do like this. There's a butterfly effect going on with Jeremy Springer. We didn't even realize.
What do we got?
93.7. Maybe if he beat Nick Foles in high school. Because he told us he went to high school in Texas.
He lost to Nick Foles.
Very good high school quarterback, but he lost to Nick Foles in whatever, a 5A playoff game, did he say?
Yeah.
Maybe if he beat Nick Foles in high school, Foles never makes it to the NFL, and the Patriots have one more Super Bowl.
Son of a gun. That is a big-time butterfly effect, and I would have to agree with that.
You
want to
blame Bill Belichick for benching Malcolm Butler, but really,
Springer.
It's all Jeremy Springer's
goes
fault.
Back to, the Butler thing is nothing compared to the high school game against Springer.
We didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Could have been like a real...
Could have set the whole thing in motion differently.
Right.
Foles might have been maybe a fifth-round pick by another team.
Maybe he never goes to the University of Arizona.
That's correct.
Never mind, beats the Patriots in a Super Bowl.
Maybe he goes to UTEP instead of Springer.
They swap places. Now Jeremy Springer's at the University of Arizona.
I get it. No, that's a good text.
Now he's beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
100%.
Well, that's a real...
Not coaching special teams.
Oh, and Nick Foles is now coaching special teams somewhere.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's possible. So thanks.
Pull that thread.
Send those in.
We'll get to the grab bag later on this hour. That comes your way at 1:20-ish each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. We had to move the week in review. So we'll move that to the end of the show. Let's move that to 1:45.
Yeah, We're going to move it.
We got some good special teams talking
fluid.
There.
Everything's fluid.
Yeah. Dynamic kick.
Yep.
Things like this. More we can get to. Kickers don't miss in the NFL. I wanted to ask about Florio's theory of changing the uprights. I feel like keep that one in the back pocket.
He'd give you an answer.
Yeah, well,
he'd answer.
No, he'll answer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Unlike some other people here
mm-hmm.
on this show. Anyway, you want not to shortchange the man's insight. He coaches for the Patriots.
Right.
But you want real professional, sharp insight, I guess is how I would mm-hmm. put this.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I think you would have seen just a flat performance against the
Jets. Oh, it was
coming.
In the keys. It was all in there.
If you just pay attention each and every week to Keefe and his keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
All right, folks, what do we have here today? We got ourselves a ton of, look at this. Look at these keys.
I'm honestly ashamed to even shake my, I feel emasculated.
Yeah, this is a ton of keys now. I promised more keys this season, and I have already delivered.
Okay, hang on.
Patriots and Niners.
Hang on, stop shaking those for a second.
Why?
This is Keith's keys. Where did you get those?
My mom had them.
Those are your mother's keys.
Those are like spare keys. I don't know why she has all these keys.
Look at the size. Can you guys see? Look at the size of some of these keys. What do those even go to?
Skeleton key.
What could those things possibly even go to?
I have a lot of storage spaces and trunks. Treasure chests. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Keith's keys. Let's go. Patriots 1-2 taking out the 49ers 1-2. Patriots getting 10 points. The total, 40.5 points. This game will be played at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, California at 4:05 Eastern Standard.
Okay.
To the keys.
Yep.
The Patriots are 22-21-1 all time when playing in the state of California.
Better than I would have guessed.
Since last season, the 49ers are 10-0 when they don't turn it over on offense and 5-8 when they do. You might remember Vernon Davis as tight end of the... What are you laughing for? Of the San Francisco 49ers. Not only was he a great football player, he has also acted in over 30 movies and TV shows, including playing Steve in Plan B. Coach in Senior Year, Love Never Fail, and Officer Wayne in BET, her presents The Couch.
I don't know if I want to even Google what Plan B was about.
The Pats and Niners have split their last four meetings, so something's got to give. They've alternated wins since. Therefore, San Francisco won last time. Science would point towards a Pats win on Sunday. San Francisco has an app called SnapCrap where people can alert cleanup crews the location of human feces. Please don't send in photos of the Patriots' offensive line. That's not what it's for.
It's a big pile of Adarian Lowe over there.
That's not what it's for.
Oh, God.
Kyle Duggar is now a team captain. Nick just had a sigh. He just really put his hand on his head.
I just can't get over how big those keys are.
There's a ton of keys.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Cardona is one tackle shy of tying his personal record for tackles in a season.
They forced the fumble week one against the Bengals. Should have asked Springer about that.
San Francisco grew from a small settlement of about 200 residents in 1846 to a robust 36,000 by 1852.
Gold Rush.
Fourth on the 49ers all-time scoring list is Robbie Gould. Coincidence? Rice Aroni is a San Francisco treat. The franchise best player, Jerry Rice. Coincidence?
I don't know.
People forget that Chip Kelly went 2-14 in one season as 49ers head coach.
I like Chip. You must love Chip.
I love Chip.
Yeah.
I love Chip. Everybody goes crazy for Bill Walsh, yet the Niners coach with the most wins, George Seifert.
Wow. Yeah. True. Wow.
Christian McCaffrey will not play for San Francisco this weekend as he is in Germany looking for legal ways to recover from his injury. Brock Purdy has 21 career touchdown passes on second down.
Wow.
The most of any down.
I mean.
In his career. So if you're looking for a Brock Purdy TD pass, chances are second down.
What down did Jacoby Brissett throw his touchdown on this year? I don't have to look into that.
Yeah. Brock Purdy was born just days before Y2K, but months after the debut of Y2J. It was August 9th, 1999, I believe. Frank Gore is the 49ers' all-time leading rusher, who ended his NFL career with exactly 16,000 yards rushing. What are the chances?
Isn't his son on a roster? I think Frank Gore Jr. kicking around.
Selecting 16th in the 1985 draft, the Patriots traded that pick and a third to San Francisco for number 28, 56, and 84. The Pats took Trevor Maddich, Ben Thomas, and Audrey McMillan. The 49ers took Ricky Moore and Jerry Rice. The jury is still out on that one.
We'll let history decide. Man, they should make a 30 for 30 on it just to really settle the score.
Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs while playing for the San Francisco Giants. In one season. Is a major league record.
Yeah, pretty good.
And finally, Jones... neither team has a Derek. So if you're interested in Derek's playing football, you're out of luck this Sunday.
It's the second week in a row, no Derek's.
No Derek's. We got a streak going.
Yeah,
who's going to break the Derek streak?
Well, let me tell you, it didn't bode well for the Patriots last week. No Derek's.
No Derek's. They have 0-1
in games. That didn't work out.
With no Derek's, at least when we looked it up.
Yeah, we didn't do that for Seattle.
I don't remember seeing it. So add it all up. Patriots getting 10, over under 40 and a half. How do you feel?
It's not good.
No.
I still feel like I got the Niners.
I'm going to take Niners laying 10. I think I'm going to go under.
Oh, take the under on the 42?
Like 27-10. That would give you 37 total points and a 17-point win.
That might be low for the Niners.
Adding it up 20. Yeah, the Jets scored 24.
And they were with 10?
10. Yeah, scoop and score maybe.
Not bad.
I was brace field goals and then just a feel-bad point.
Yeah,
they just give you one.
Yeah, nine more like it, yeah.
Here it is.
I I was bracing for some Levi's trivia early on. Levi Strauss. I was bracing for that.
I let everybody down.
Yeah,
there's no jeans.
You gave me wrong.
No, I was expecting.
You wanted jeans?
You wanted me to tell you something
about
jeans?
I don't even know if I wanted it. I just was bracing for it. I don't know that anybody necessarily wanted it.
No.
But there was a lot of bracing going on. I thought I knew where that first key was going.
Did you like the Vernon Davis nugget?
I did. You know Vernon Davis. You're a challenge guy. Vernon Davis, at one point, I'm sure you can find this in his IMDb.
Yes, I saw that.
Hosted a challenge.
It wasn't great.
Not an after show. Yeah. A reunion show. He hosted one of those. No, he's terrible.
No, he wasn't.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
That was specifically about Vernon Davis.
That was. Yeah, Vernon Davis, very high draft pick out of Maryland.
Yeah, fifth
overall,
something
I believe.
Like that, yeah.
Had a couple of decent seasons, but overall bust. You'd have to say bust. Vernon Davis?
Bust?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, let's.
Was he drafted
based on where he was drafted?
Is the definition of a bust just that he was drafted too high? Because that might be true. But he was a bust.
Did he live up to it?
No way. He wasn't a bust.
He had 0,000-yard seasons. Of course, he was a tight end.
He's a 2-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah. All right. Maybe he wasn't a bust. Maybe it was a little. I'm sorry, Vernon. It's too much.
14 years in the league. Bust.
All right, I got too aggressive there. That's not fair to Vernon.
Yeah, you're feeling your oats after Keith's keys.
That's just when you're the fifth pick in the draft, you expected more, or sixth pick. He was the sixth pick in 06.
Yeah,
no, but that's not fair to Vernon. I apologize to the Davis family.
Okay, now let me tell you this: the feedback on Keith's keys really
it's
is all over the
mixed.
Map.
It's always mixed.
Let me tell you,
I prepared to be mixed.
Dubs 985 really, really not a fan of it in the Twitch chat. Just over and over and over again. Just not a fan.
Why?
I don't know. Just said, guys, that was brutal.
All right, take a lap then.
However, text line 37937. Guys, I have tears in my eyes watching you guys shake the keys. I need to get new keys because one more time. Listen to these.
Maybe Keith can share some.
Listen to those.
No, Billy, I don't think I can share. These are kind of.
Somebody said in the Twitch chat, it sounds like Santa coming to town. So I got to do something about my
it's
keys.
More like sleigh bells than keys.
It is a little bit more.
No, that's true. They like watching the visual or the delayed keys for sure. Someone said, as my favorite segment, I'm so glad to hear the keys again.
Yeah, keys are back.
There's also this insight.
Popular
key.
Demand.
And maybe you should take this one to heart and maybe rethink before next week. Guys, those aren't keys. Those are useless facts.
Wait, what?
The things you're shaking, those are useless
these
facts?
Are real
those
keys.
Are useless facts?
No,
those
I think, keys.
Honestly, maybe you should consider, Keith, thinking about that. And maybe addressing that.
Did you not hear the Y2K, Y2J one?
So the Rice-A-Roni and gold one?
What the hell is he talking about? Huh?
Yeah, why don't you work on more insight to the game if you could? Because people look for all week.
Did you? Okay.
All week, people look forward to keys to the game.
Brock Purdy has how many touchdowns on second down?
21. So when he throws a second down touchdown, there's going to be egg on your face, sir or ma'am. That's a good. Nobody had that. People have been talking about this game all week.
I can safely say no one had that.
Brock Purdy throws more touchdowns on second down than any other down.
Mm-hmm.
Something, food for thought.
Tell me you were listening to Keith's Keys and you're not watching second down
lump spin.
Lump in your throat. Every time Brock Purdy, he's at his own five and you're like,
second 33.
You're like, no.
He's got it right where he wants him.
This guy.
Look out.
He spikes it every first down. Just like, I got a chance.
All right.
But conversely, once you get past second down, you're like, we're good.
Oh, yeah, no chance.
Yeah, we Gucci. Nothing's happening here. Go get a beer.
That was...
Go take a leak.
Anyway, next week we'll have keys to the Dolphins.
What is this, 3rd and 2? I'm going to take a whiz. I'll be back.
Time for me to sling it.
I'm not going to miss anything.
Wake me on second down.
How many snowflake facts are we going to have?
There's going to be a couple probably about Ace Ventura next week. I don't want to tip my hand too much.
Yeah.
I would imagine quite a bit about it.
Are you already in the lab for the next keys, or is that?
Yeah, of course.
Already. You're already working on the next one.
What do you think he comes up with these overnight?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. He's already.
On the way into the show, I'm doing these in the car?
No. You think he came up with some on the last break? No. That's not how Keith's Keys goes.
Seriously?
It's very detailed. Very
I do outsource depth. Some.
Yeah.
I have a few guys working for me.
All right, but maybe
a couple employees.
If you could maybe take that
Mac Goo and Davey.
Yeah, if you could maybe take
don't out it, Nick.
Oh, sorry.
If you could maybe take that piece of feedback to heart, Keith. More
I'll
keys
about
and
that.
less useless facts.
I don't know. I thought they were pretty
if you
good.
Could do that, I think that'd be great.
Kyle Duggar is a captain. You didn't hear that one?
No, that was a good key, I thought.
Yeah, they're alternating wins. I heard the Patriots are gonna win on Sunday.
That's right.
Well,
they have.
I also heard something's gonna give though.
True.
Yeah. So factor that in.
That is true.
When you're kind of putting all the calculus together for this weekend's game.
Turnover stat. That was a good stat.
Great stat.
Nice.
Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And let's get to, is there a new feature in the grab bag today?
Oh, yeah. Random baseball player of the day.
No, I thought there was another.
I'm saving that till October.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be in October.
I jumped.
Tune in next week for a feature within a feature.
Not a new feature. No. Day two of your random baseball player, right. Among other things, right. In the grab bag.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Yes, it is. Time for grab bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. If you're watching on Twitch and on YouTube, we have a camera on top of our building that shoots out over the great city of Boston. And there's definitely like a hornet's problem. They have like a big old bee hornet's nest. Did you see those bees?
Yeah. Oh, no, just now. And it's happened before. It's not the first time.
No, people have tipped us off on that.
We've seen these hornets flying around. Our guy, Amar, on Twitter, at Jones WEEI, at Keefe21, has sent us screen grabs before.
Yeah, they're just like hanging out up there.
The bee or the hornet right in front of the camera, yeah.
All right, let's get into the grab bag here, Jones, because nobody, and I mean nobody, has covered Shohei Ohtani's 60-60 watch. Quite like us. Now, this will sadly be the last day. Actually, maybe Monday. Monday we will
Monday we should do it.
The listener deserves it. No dong, no swipe for Ohtani last night. So he is sitting at 53 home runs, 56 steals. Still a very good season.
Oh, it's still a very strong season. Can I give you a number that he did reach last night?
Of course.
400 total bases. We're not on total base watch.
No, you're losing me.
The last player to get there, though? Barry Bonds, 2001.
Wow. Who was part of the Keys?
That's a good point. He was part of the Keys.
400 total bags.
Yeah.
Man.
Last player to do it, Barry Bonds.
Pretty good
to the game.
Come on, grab bag.
Of course, we're also on Jose Ramirez 40-40 watch. He did not hit a home run last night.
I didn't check his total bases.
He didn't play.
Nick, I said that he didn't hit a home run last night, which is also correct.
Jones, he didn't play.
It's still true. Don't correct me in the middle of grab bag.
And no stolen bases.
Thank you, Nick.
Don't look me in the
eyes. Do you want to do the rest of the grab bag, Nick?
Don't look me in the eyes. Correct me in grab bag.
So what's the total at then, Nick? You know so much about Jose Ramirez.
He's 38 and 40.
Who's he play tomorrow or tonight?
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what
I looked this morning, I don't remember.
That's what we call gotcha media right there. That's how it's done. So he's
I just stay silent for like 7 seconds?
I just don't answer that. Yeah, who are they playing this weekend? Nick, did you drop?
You're at timeout.
Nick, is your mic working back in there?
38 home runs, 40 steals.
Yeah.
He has the weekend to pop a couple of dingers, and then he'll be the 7th member of the 40-40 club.
Yeah. No, I think we were too late to this one, quite frankly. I think we did baseball a disservice by not getting on the 40-40 watch earlier. Right.
But we corrected that mistake.
Yeah, no, we're getting
the Astros.
There.
What was that, Nick?
Playing the Astros.
Grab bag.
Joe Castiglione's final game in the Red Sox booth will be this Sunday as they have the series with the Rays at Fenway Park. So at least it's at home. And there's going to be a who's who of characters showing up on Sunday. A lot of players from the bygone era here to celebrate Joe Castiglione's Hall of Fame career. I believe the 9th inning is going to be simulcast on NESN as well. We recommend you check out the Odyssey app or listen to it 93.7 or wherever you get your Sox game. But yeah, we've talked about it a lot. You know, I think when he got into the Hall of Fame, talked about Joe's unbelievable career for a while. When he announced his retirement, it was like 2 Sundays ago, buried in like an afternoon game. That's it for me.
It was like minute bad. He's like, oh, here's a ball outside. And by the way, I think it's time to call it a career. It was like in the middle of it at bat.
Ball two.
Yeah.
Stepping away after 42 years.
Yeah.
That'll obviously be something this weekend, his final 3 games.
And you don't need to reveal it if so, but you've been asked to be in the booth for that or no?
We'll see.
TBD.
Well, I haven't checked my email yet.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't.
Grab bag.
College football slate tomorrow. You got some good ones. The real highlighted game would have to be number 2 Georgia at number 4 Alabama. 7:30 kickoff game. Two good quarterbacks, two Heisman candidates, you'd have to imagine. Carson Beck, who's going out with one of those twins at Miami.
Yeah.
The young. Relax. Relax.
I was just confirming.
That's too much.
Yeah.
We're too old for that. We just point out the facts. We don't make weird noises when that happens. So anyway, Carson Beck's going out with her. Jalen Milroe, though, was a topic of conversation earlier today.
He can run and throw. He's built like a brick house.
Just what you asked for.
Maybe those twins are dating the wrong guy.
Maybe they are. Yeah. Maybe they'll see this game.
Maybe the other twins.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take Bama on this one. It was two. Now it's down to one. They were 2-point dogs.
Home dog.
They barked the loudest. So I'm going to take Bama on this one, but I'm excited. You also at number 9, Penn State, hosting number 19, Illinois. Notre Dame, ranked 15th, even with the one loss. I'm sorry, 16th with one loss, takes on 15th-ranked Louisville. So some good matchups here. And BC has Western Kentucky at high noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
They should smoke Western Kentucky.
Letdown game? Trap game?
8-point favorites. Just 8. That was like the spread against Michigan State.
I was just
going to
say the exact same thing. The Hilltoppers, they got some NFLers on the team.
Now, does the student body storm the field after the win over the Hilltoppers?
Yeah.
You know what? And if they do, Jones, I'm not going to fault
them.
I will
for that.
You're only in college for 4 years unless you're Bo Nix.
No, if you have an actual upset in college, then I'm okay with storming the field.
What a Florida tight end who's been 8 years.
No, Miami, I think.
That was Miami.
He like literally got his like 10th year of eligibility. They're like, dude, just fine.
Yeah, this is not for you.
Who was the quarterback they had last year from Louisville? Oh, Malik Cunningham.
Oh, the Pats? Yeah, Cunningham was
Dr.
there for
Cunningham?
A long time.
You're at Louisville for 7 years, sir. You might as well get your doctorate. BC, I mean, if they win this one, and I mean, they should.
I gave them the out for, one? Yeah, I gave them the out for storming the field last week. Red bandana game. This week, no excuse.
Stay in the stands?
Yeah, stay in the stands.
Stay in the stands.
Keep it to yourself.
I want you to draw me like one of your...
Grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Pretty controversial news out of the WNBA, Jones, as the Chicago Sky.
More controversy.
And another coach firing. Teresa Weatherspoon, one of the great women's players of all time, fired after one season. Angel Reese, coach killer? ?
Wow, she only got 1 year there.
People are asking.
That's the scuttlebutt?
Is the Bayou Barbie a coach killer?
I feel like I know who's asking that question.
Yeah, you can probably narrow it down.
A lot of,
which is crazy.
With yesterday's grab bag.
After having the rebound record for a couple weeks.
Yeah, she coached her to the rebound record. She's like, yeah, you're out of here.
Now she's looking for a new
gig. Here, Witherspoon.
Terrible.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm grab bag.
We could trim it up, but we just decided not to.
Honestly, I think you could add a little more.
The Cleveland Browns have ruled out tight end David Njoku and their starting tackles against the Raiders.
I kind of like the Browns in that game. Yeah. I don't care how all those guys are ruled out. I kind of like the Browns there.
Also, no Pierre Strong, though. Does that factor
good,
in?
Good Bill Belichick draft pick.
He was.
Yeah.
He got a hammy. He's out with a hammy.
Yeah, an ouchie.
Shake the keys.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
All right, it is time for a segment within a segment. That would be random baseball player du jour.
Okay.
That is of the day. And you guys can guess this one, Nick and Billy and Jones. We have a random baseball player who played from 1987 to 2005.
What a career.
Very long career. A one-time All-Star.
Oh.
He played, I would say, primarily third base. You might also know him as an outfielder, like left field, but I would say more third base is how I remember him.
87-05, one-time All-Star.
87-05, one-time All-Star.
Okay.
This is important, too. Played with Milwaukee, Baltimore, and Atlanta.
Gonna be honest, drawing a lot of blanks here.
Drawing blanks?
Yeah.
You fire, you know, there's no like limit on guesses.
What were the years again?
87 to 2005. The Twitch chat says Lyle Overbay was not Lyle Overbay.
He's first baseman.
Yeah.
He played some third, though.
He might have played a little hot corner. Yeah. Not his best position.
Give it to me again. Brewers, Braves, who?
Brewers, Braves, Orioles. 9 seasons with Milwaukee, 8 seasons with Baltimore.
Oh, boy.
He was an All-Star in 1999. With Baltimore. So right here at Fenway Park.
Right here at Fenway.
He,
BJ Surhoff.
Oh!
Ding, 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 ding,
Really, Lanny?
Let me tell you.
BJ Serhant.
That is very unfortunate.
This guy.
Very unfortunate that the Twitch chat missed the Billy swish that he did back there.
Billy hit that.
He did a step back. He went, Kobe.
Kobe.
And with the gooseneck after he after he got the who was it again? BJ Serhant.
BJ Serhant.
Wow, you could have given me a lot more hints. I'm not sure I would have got that.
1999 was his best year, where he had 28 home runs, 107 RBI, played in every game for the O's that year, and was 18th in the AL MVP vote.
How much of the 99 All-Star Game roster, American League and National League, do you think you could name, Billy? Most of it? All of it, apparently?
All of it. Yeah,
it
sounds like all of it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't do it if like you timed me, but if maybe I just kind of sat down and just wrote it out pen to paper, I think I could figure it out.
BJ Serhant.
Yeah, because that was on the other side. In the National League, I want to say it was Barry Larkin,
yeah,
Matt Williams, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa.
He's going through who, Pedro struck
Barry
out,
Bonds? Yeah, probably, yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that team was loaded. Are you looking it up right now?
No, I was looking up BJ Serhant. I'm sorry. career 280.
I kind of told you everything you need to know about BJ Serhant.
Sure, you remember the Serhant pop.
Career 282 hitter. That's nice.
My phone's broken.
And the work network's down.
And oh man, BJ Serhant at 99.
He was awesome in 99.
28 out of nowhere, 28 home runs.
Career highs at age 34.
Yeah, he went to same doctors McCaffrey's going to.
I am glad, though, he did it clean.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that did it clean.
For sure.
Shout out to BJ Serhant. He's your random baseball player of the day. Not bad.
BJ.
Oh, we got some BJ Serhant. I didn't check the text line. We got some BJ Serhants. A bunch of BJ Serhants. Somebody gets Mark Grace. I mean, come on. He played first base for the Cubbies. Please.
William James Serhant.
Todd Zeal. His name is William James?
Yeah.
He's like, call me BJ. Like, all right.
All right. No, I'd rather not. But go ahead.
I'm going to call you William. Your mom named you William. I'm calling you William. I go by BJ now. All right. That'll do it for another successful edition.
Oh, they're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from
Grab Bag.
So the text line, I was busy looking up.
No, they were
BJ
on it.
Serhant. Text line was on it.
Yeah, they did. They did a good job.
Some Todd Zeals.
Yeah, Todd Zeal's a good guess.
Terry Pendleton. Oh, these might have been random ones we were getting beforehand.
I do like that we're the home of just random athletes. Feel free to text them in because we read them and we chuckle.
Feel free for three straight days. We've just been getting all of a sudden just a random baseball name on the text line for three straight days.
I enjoy that a lot.
37937 mm-hmm. is where you can send those. Okay, that's the grab bag. Random baseball player, new feature. Feature within a feature.
I have a good quote real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we're going to do Week in Review coming up. But Jay King just tweeted out a Jaylen Brown quote. This is perfect from our, is it Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer?
Oh.
He just said about Joe Mazzulla, quote, Joe Mazzulla's a psycho in a good way. you got to make sure you clarify there.
That's a lot.
In a good way.
A lot of friends would say, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
in that scenario. Okay, that's a grab bag. We'll check in, see what Arcan and Hart have coming up. Plus, as Keith just told you, the Week in Review is next.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to it. Our Week in Review on Jones and Keefe. What is this, week four? Week five. Hard to keep track of
five.
Week five.
Four.
Just like I knew it.
Five.
Well, earlier in the week, a texter compared us to one of the great TV shows of all time. A
couple of texts here at 37937.
Yeah,
guys, this show is like Seinfeld meets Janine Garofalo.
That episode when Seinfeld did meet Janine Garofalo and they were the same person?
She was the female Jerry.
Yeah, they broke up at the exact same time. Is that what he's talking about?
So we're like... Exactly. Where that specific episode?
Or I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult or both.
I'm not sure. Hmm. This one, is this one a compliment or an insult, Keith?
Okay.
37937. I hate Jones.
Okay. Compliment for me so far.
But this new show is actually pretty good.
Compliment.
That's a compliment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll take it as that.
Yeah.
Billy and Nick, we can take that as a compliment. You can deal with it on your own time.
I got to rationalize that one somehow.
As long as you're tuned in, I could give a rat's ass what you think of Jones.
But okay, the show's actually pretty good, even though,
love it,
this individual hates me.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like Seinfeld meets Janine Garofalo.
Never did get to the bottom of the Seinfeld Garofalo thing.
Listening back to it, though, I'll consider both of those wins.
Yes.
Those are wins.
Two dubs.
Being compared to Seinfeld and being called pretty good, even if you hate me. That's fine.
Speaking of winning, Jones, we got to talk about this because it may never happen again. So we won the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
Yeah.
We won the listeners over $1,200.
You want to do the Bozo Touchdown Parlay?
Let's do a Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Let me start. I'm going to go with a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown.
Now Jackson will keep it left side again.
You have to wait for Monday night for mine. One of those doubleheaders, I have Zach Moss.
And they're going to hand it. Moss will walk it in for the touchdown.
Locked. I want a Amon Ross St. Brown touchdown.
Goff is looking, throwing, catch made into the end zone. And that's a Lions touchdown to Amon Ross St. Brown.
Give me an Adam Thielen anytime.
Wow. I mean, that's hands down the boldest.
Dalton taking a shot to the end zone. It is caught. Adam Thielen.
And then Terps going Chris Godwin.
And they go the other way to the corner. There is touchdown Godwin.
$10 gets you $1,018.98.
Can you believe it?
Pretty amazing. And so this week's we tweeted out at Jones and Keefe on both Twitter and Instagram. We have five more picks. It's not as rich of a payout, although it is still very solid for one ham.
Yeah, no, that's all, that ham would be going a long way. And I will just tell you, if you shop around, you can get better odds, because you heard right there when we initially looked at it, 1,000.
That was that, one book. You're right. The other book was higher.
That can change. You can get you can find better odds. That's true.
All right. We mentioned how long the show has been on. Really, in the grand scheme of things, not that long, and yet we have accomplished quite a bit. A shout out to my buddy Goo, who pointed out in less than 1 month, the Jones and Keefe show has outscooped the hockey world.
Yep.
Won their audience $1,200.
Yep.
Figured out what to do with a hornet's nest. Warned people about fried ranch.
Yeah.
Had snuffy theories.
Yep.
And is the first show to be in soft fourth dimension.
Yeah.
Which is what a listener said.
Yeah.
That's 1 month in.
That's 1 month. You're welcome.
Sky is truly the limit. It's all downhill from here. Not bad.
A follow-up subsequent text did point out we still have not solved the porch pooper in Louisville.
Nope. Yet, so that remains at large. That's still true. On the list. Maybe for month number two. What you can also add to the list is we played a brand new game called Who Said It? Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer. All right. Quote number two. The word defend is a very passive-aggressive term. You go back to the animal kingdom. Some of the strongest animals don't defend. They're the most aggressive, and they attack the most. End quote.
Ooh, serial killer.
No, sorry, that was head coach Joe Mazzulla. Next quote. We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Serial killer.
No, sorry, that was head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla.
We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Yep. If the blue meanies are going to get me, they'd better get off their asses and do something.
Joe Mazzulla.
Sorry, that would be the Zodiac Killer. That was the Zodiac Killer.
The Blue Meanies. That was Joe Mazzulla, famously about the New York Knicks.
Here we go. Quote, when this monster entered my brain, I will never know, but it is here to stay. How does one cure himself? I can't stop it. The monster goes on and hurts me as well as society. Maybe you can stop him. I can't.
Serial killer.
Whoa! Way to go.
Nice
that
work.
Was Dennis Rader, the BTK.
What does that stand for?
Bind, torture, kill.
Oh, boy.
This is winner take all spot in the Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor. Quote, in this hole lives the wicked king.
Joe Mazzulla.
No, sadly, Al, that was the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. Hey, great stuff, Al. I think you are the winner.
Okay.
You're the most right. Yeah, there was 10 total quotes that we had.
Boy.
And
BTK is pretty dark.
It did. Yeah. Well, you asked. I had to answer the question.
That was on me.
But, we had, I think, three contestants, and it was one right, then one wrong, one right, then one wrong. And then I think Al at the end had, two or three right and then ended on one that was wrong, but still the winner.
But Al in Rhode Island, very importantly, the first official inductee into the Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor.
It's great. Yep.
I do still like that you're not real sure if your head coach could say, what was it? Something about the wicked...
The Blue Meanies?
No, well, that one.
No, there was I am the Wicked King.
I am the Wicked King.
Like someone thinks the Celtics head coach refers to themselves as the Wicked King.
Joe Mazzulla.
Yep.
That could be. And then finally, we spent some time yesterday in the grab bag talking about the WNBA and sort of its new popularity.
I'll tell you what they get in that WNBA.
What's that?
A lot of racist fans coming out of the woodwork. Like they had to kick this fan out last night. You see this?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark has brought like all these eyeballs and attention
and
to
stirred
the
up
WNBA,
the whites a little bit.
But it stirred really, up the whites. It really got the whites going. Like it really did.
You like Caitlin? I like Caitlin Clark, yeah. And the people are like, "Yeah, I know why. Like, cause she's good at basketball." Like, yeah, no, that's not it.
No,
we care about losers. Like, we care about this now. Like, why?
Like, why? Why is that?
She's a great white player.
No, that's like, my favorite sport now. So you're right. It's really gotten the whites going. It really has.
It's like a Hornets nest. I can't get enough of the WNBA now. It's like, knock it off.
Yeah, seriously.
Act normal. Yeah. Come on.
All right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up. This is my
grab bag.
Derrick Rose has retired from the NBA.
Sorry. Derrick Rose? Yeah, no, Gina, go on. You got it.
Gina in the Twitch chat stirred up the whites. LMAO. Got them all fired up.
Yeah, whites really unified a certain subsector.
I loved it.
Yeah.
We've had it so bad for so long.
Yeah, right. It's been an uphill climb for us, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. T's and P's to the whites.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. Your week in review.
What a week.
That was a heck of a week.
What a week. What a month plus here on Jones and Keefe. You can stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan and Andy Hart have you covered today. We normally do the crossover here. It's presented by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 Big Deal Meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the Roast Turkey Dinner. You gotta love the Nines. As I said, Arcan and Hart have you covered. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back with the Patriots Monday, reacting to the Patriots and the Niners on Monday at 10 o'clock right here on WEEI.